Tuesday for adoptsecret.com. Please stay tuned. Your podcast will begin early.
The surface is so cold and worthless. All the things that I have still come from there. So paint the windows in front of my face when you know damn well there's no one beyond it.
I wish your body was not so warm to me.
I think I'm going to do things a little bit different this time and start my little podcast off with all the proverbial shout outs. So, I guess I'd like to say hey to my little bro Steve-O, Lori, the Duckster, Beachcoma, Speaker of Truth, and Hinga, Green Eyed Leo, Chisler, and Dead Flag Blues. And now that I got the niceties out of the way, I think I'm going to tell you guys a little story in this podcast. I've been reading a lot lately about everybody sharing their little abduction experiences. When I did my thread asking for suggestions about, you know, what I could talk about on these future podcasts, one of them was to go to the heart of Above Top Secret and talk about, you know, aliens, alien abductions, things like that. So, I guess I might as well go ahead and share my little abduction experience with you guys. I figure I've been around long enough, I'm fairly comfortable sharing it, regardless what sort of ridicule may come from it. But, when I was 14, we lived in this house, not too awful far from where I'm at now, and beside it was a huge sugarcane field, which that's what they used to call it. It's not exactly what it was, but it was close enough. It was cane. And we grew up playing in this field, and it easily covered 130 acres. And, you know, we were growing up. We spent our days and nights in this field. And so, you know, needless to say, by the time I hit 14, I thought nothing at all of walking through the field, you know, walking through the woods of sorts at, you know, dusk or full-blown night. Didn't bother me at all. Wasn't really anything to be worried about out there. We were pretty much alone. And so anyway, when I'm 14, you know, I walk out one night, and I'm out there with my, I had a boxer at the time, and he's out walking through the field with me, and he just freaking bolts on me. And I have, you know, he freaks me out because he's not scared of anything. And he just hauls ass. And so, you know, I turn around and start calling, trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with him. I call him, yell for him, scream for him, and he just won't listen. He's gone. So, you know, naturally, it kind of worried me a little bit. I figured it might be, you know, snake, something like that, bobcat. Kind of spooked him a little bit. And I start making my way back to the house, and I get, you know, I'm maybe 40 yards from the clearing, and I just black out right out there in the middle of the little wooded area. And next thing I know, I wake up, and I'm just completely surrounded by this, you know, this blue light. It's almost just kind of related to you. Any of you guys have been to like a concert or like a laser show where they have this blue hue all over everything? That's pretty much what it was like. And I was laying back. I wasn't strapped down. I wasn't held down, but I didn't really feel like I could get up. I felt like it would be a mistake to get up, if anything. And the first thing I see really is, you know, your typical gray. You know, large head, large eyes, smaller body. They were probably, you know, 4.5 to 5 feet tall. They weren't overly tall. And they were comparable to me at that age. But there are four of them in the room with me. And, you know, I didn't have the medical experience that a lot of people have. It wasn't so much that, you know, I didn't look around, see scalpels and anal probes and all that crap around me. It was more of, you know, an observation. And at least that's, you know, that's my take on it. That's how I feel. And I started to panic a little, and one of them approached me and kind of laid his hand on me, and it actually calmed me a bit. And really, I honestly felt like they wanted me to more feel like this was the dream than anything else. Because I don't really think they were, you know, they didn't want me scared. And I didn't feel threatened at all. I didn't feel like I was going to be hurt. I didn't feel like, you know, my life was in danger at all. It was more just being in a room full of strangers, a little bit of anxiety, and everything comes with it. But, But anyway, they had taken my shirt off, and I was laying there just in the pair of shorts that I had on, and they were just looking me over and, you know, checking me over. Like I said, it was more of an observation than anything else. And I don't know how long I was there, but I know I had to have been there a while. And, I mean, in memory now, you know, it seems like maybe an hour, hour and a half that I was conscious. I don't know how long I was there before that. But, you know, I was in there. And they were looking over me. They were not poking me, not prodding me. They weren't abusing me in any way. I do recall them flipping me over. They played with my hair for some reason. I don't know why. And then next thing I know, I blacked out. And just like going to sleep and waking up, you know, I woke up right back in the middle of the field. I caught the look in my face. And I got up and just, I was shaking violently. I couldn't get over it at all. I was just so cold, I think. I was just freezing cold. And I stood out there for maybe another 2 minutes, about as long as I dared stay there. And I started walking back toward the house. And I guess that was really it. I haven't seen anything since then. I didn't see, I've never seen a UFO since then. Never had any sort of contact since then. But needless to say, I'm a believer. I fully believe that happened to me, and that we're not alone in this universe. But I really haven't shared the story with a lot of people since then. And if I ever do tell them, you know, I'm usually laughed at first, naturally. And they always have questions after the laughter, naturally. And I think the most common question is, you know, how much of that story is true? And so I'll tell you guys, like I told them, I did live in a house next to a cane field.